kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Disyembre taong 2021, matapos ang ilang taong paghihintay, nakatapak na ng Australia ang mag-inang Val at Mona. Nagtungo sila sa Melbourne upang tapusin ang mga kailangang surgery sa cleft palate ng 16 na taong gulang na si Mona. Si Jessica Redwood, ang CEO ng Children's First Foundation.
She was born with a really severe cleft palate. So, you know, many people would know that from a sort of hair lip situation. But Mona's was quite extraordinary in that she'd had all the treatment she could have in the Philippines. But when she came to us, you know, her tongue was really sitting up, you know, towards her nasal cavity. That, you know, hard palate that most of us can feel as we sort of run our tongues along the back of our teeth and up over that hard ridge on the top of our mouth. She didn't have that. She had, you know, little bits and bobs that had been surgically reconstructed in the Philippines, but not much. As a result, you know, having food and drink was really difficult. She was amazing in getting around those challenges, but in speaking was incredibly difficult. Now, a month ago when she came to us, that was her situation.
Tinulungan ng Children's First Foundation si Mona upang may paggamot at operahan ang kanyang bingit o cleft palate. Marso taong 2022, matapos ang ilang pagpapaliban, natuloy na rin ang operasyon. Mayo nitong taon nang nagbalik sa Pilipinas si Val Smith Orr at ang kanyang foster parent at si Mona. Sila nagbalik sa clinic ni Val na Triple B Foundation sa Zambales kung saan din sila naninirahan. Dinig na dinig sa kanyang tinig ang kaligayahan. Kamusta na, Mona?
I'm good.
So what's life been like after your surgery?
Okay. My voice sounds enough hollow now. And it's so much louder.
How do you feel na ngayon nagsasalita ka mas klaro at mas malakas na ang boses mo?
Happy. I'm happy.
Isang bagay na di maaaring mapantayan, isang tagumpay matapos ang maraming taong operasyon at paghihintay. Si Jessica Redwood ng Children's First Foundation.
But now this gorgeous young woman will have her voice back and she'll be able to express herself in the world. And, you know, she's still recovering and, you know, you'll hear her voice, but she'll be able to express herself to you in a way that she hasn't been able to before. And that is an incredibly powerful and important thing.
At para sa tumatayo niyang ina na si Val Smith Orr, malaki ang nagbago bunga ng paglalagi ng ilang buwan sa Australia, partikular matapos ang operasyon.
So she got contact lenses there, and so now she's first time, and she's nearly 17 now, you know, and first time she started using eye makeup, and she's doing some amazing stuff. She put red eyeliner on the other day, and she was wearing a red shirt, and that's all she did. She put red eyeliner. That was it. You know, it looked fabulous. Couldn't believe it. Today she's drawn little flowers. We got different eyeliner colors. She's drawn little flowers on the side of her eyes.
Amazing. Dagdag ng Australianong nurse na nakabase sa Zambales sa Pilipinas.
She's a changed girl. She's like a really young lady. She was this really shy, you know, frightened teenager when we got there, you know, and now she's full of confidence, full of the joys of spring, talking. People can understand her. You know, it's so magnificent. It really, we're so thrilled. So, yeah, so she's good and she's doing her art. She's continuing, you know, all her art.
Yes.
And having a wonderful time drawing and doing cartoon strips and making characters, you know. So her dream of wanting to work for Disney as an animator, you know, could well happen. Who knows?
And
she might come to Melbourne to do some art, though.
Patuloy na sinusubaybayan ng Children's First Foundation ang rehabilitasyon ng mga batang sumasailalim sa kanilang pagkalinga. Kasama na si Mona.
As some of your listeners will know, her mum, Val, is quite extraordinary. She's a nurse in her own right. So Val does provide, you know, over and above because of her clinical experience. But Children First sees all our children through, and we will continue to support Mona in her, you know, health journey, but also through the Back Home Support Program. If there's any strategic initiatives that she needs to be able to accomplish her dreams, then we'll be here as well.
Nitong huling dalawang taon, dala ng mga pagbabago o bunga ng pandemya, natigil ang pagpasok ng mga bata mula ibang bansa sa Australia.
Previously, Children First only brought children from overseas to Australia. Or not only, that was an extraordinary job in its own right. But now we also deliver services in-country to children so that, you know, through our really special partners where we can ensure there is quality care, you know, delivered. We do that. We also have added, you know, Back Home Support Program to our repertoire of support we provide children, because we don't want to wave goodbye to them at the airport and hope the rest of their lives is, you know, fruitful and productive and, you know, that positive life that they really deserve. We want to be able to support them with small strategic initiatives so that they can really overcome those additional barriers they might be facing and can do things like go to school.
Bunga nito ay sinimulan nila ang mga bagong partnership, mga pagsanay ng mga dalubhasa sa ibang bansa. Sinimulan na nila ang pagsasanay sa Vietnam at balak na palawakin pa ito sa iba't ibang lugar sa mundo.
So we work with specialists in different countries. Particularly, we've got really strong partners in Vietnam where they've been trained by Australian registered surgeons and their capacity has been built to deliver some services there. And they continue to be supported by our Australian surgical partners here in Australia. But we're also starting to do some strategic initiatives to increase that clinical capacity in developing countries, because it's really important to address the need now. These kids really need help, and if we don't help them, no one will. We're the last sort of, you know, fork in that road for many, many of these children. But, you know, it's really important that we address the long-term change as well.
At para naman sa Australianong nurse na si Val Smith Orr, patuloy niyang inaasam-asam na matupad isang araw ang isa pang matagal na kahilingan.
I'm still, you know, a licensed DSWD licensed foster mum, and we've just had our foster license. It's renewable every 3 years, and it actually was renewed. It should have been April, but we were still in Australia. But the good news is that I've just had some discussions today, in fact, and it does seem that the thing that's been holding up, being her adoptive mum, as in, you know, a legally adopted mum, has been my not being successful at getting my permanent residency. But it's looking today, after having had this meeting with these lovely gentlemen who visited the clinic today, I think that that's going to very soon be corrected. And with a bit of luck, I'm really hoping and praying that by before the end of this year, because, you know, Mona's 17 in December.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.